Krishna. Krishna is going to describe now the difference between Astita Pragya, a person who is self-controlled, self-realized, and people in general, the materialists. A very nice shloka, a very, very instructive shloka for all of us. Shloka number 69.
Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati samyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pashyato munehe.
So here Krishna is saying that what? Nisha, night, sarva bhutanam, all beings. So what is night for all beings? Sarva bhutanam, tasyam, that is jagrati samyami. For a self-controlled, that is the day. And then he says, yasyam jagrati bhutani. And what is day for all the beings? That is sanisha pashyato munehe. That is night for a self-introspective sage. Or introspective sage. Now this day, night, you know, if you just see sloka, you know, it's very difficult to understand. So let's get into the purport and try to understand now. Now here, basically, we have two categories of people with two different types of intelligence. So one category is whose intelligence is focused towards self-realization. That is Monehe or Stita Pragya, or a person who self-realized, self-controlled. The other category, people of this world, the materialists, their intelligence is focused towards sense gratification on sense objects. So these are the two different categories of people, the self-controlled and the materialist. Now, when it comes to self-controlled, so whatever activities he does, it's very difficult for people in general to understand. And that is what is given here. The day of the self-realized person, or the time when he's awake, at that time, these materialists, they are in deep sleep mode. What do we mean by this? So when we are in deep sleep, it's very difficult to understand what is happening around. Similarly, these people, these materialists, who are completely into sense gratification, they are in mode of ignorance, they are in a sleepy state, and they cannot understand what the Stita Pragya is doing, what the self-controlled is doing. In fact, they are the ones who start instructing, come on, life is meant for enjoyment, what are you doing? But they don't understand one thing, the point Prabhupada has written here, that the sage feels transcendental pleasure in the gradual advancement of spiritual culture. So the sage has got a different perspective altogether, and these people are not able to understand the perspective that the sage has. They are not able to understand what the sage is perceiving. It's very difficult for them to understand. And what about the day of these people? The awakening time of these people, the day of these people, is the time when the self-introspective sage, he is sleeping. What does that mean? So, when these people are awake, when the materialists are awake, they are into sense gratification all the time, always trying to enjoy the sense objects. So at that time, what is this introspective sage doing? Pashyata. He's introspecting. He's seeing. He's seeing the sense objects. And he's also seeing the people. Sometimes they're happy enjoying the sense objects, and sometimes they're distressed. And he understands that they're entangled and they're drowning in the samsara. And he is completely away from the sense objects. He feels distaste for that, disinterested for that. So, when all these personalities are getting into sense gratification, the sage is away from that and he has got a different perspective looking at that particular sense object which these people are enjoying. I remember a nice example here. When Prabhupada, first time when he went to Boston, when he landed there, when he came out of the cargo ship, he looked at, huge skyscraper buildings and those bridges and fast-moving vehicles and so many dazzling lights. Now, any normal person goes, to West, especially Indians, when they go to West, they'll start describing it as if it's a heaven. But when Prabhupada went there, Prabhupada felt sad looking at the situation and he said, that I've come to a hellish place. And he started feeling sympathy towards all those people, saying all these people are drowning in this material world. All these people are paving their path towards hell. This is how a self-realized person thinks. So their people might be thinking that we are enjoying like anything, but Prabhupada is thinking, oh, you are going towards hell, what are you doing? So this is the perspective of a self-realized person and a materialist. So the perspective of a self-realized person cannot be understood by a materialist. And the perspective of a materialist is known by what the self-realized person, but then he keeps a safe distance from that and he is disinterested towards all that. But now the question is, so is it that the self-realized person will not feed his senses? No, he will. He will take care of his entire body. He will do whatever is needful, but he will not be attached to that particular thing. A very nice line, you know, is here. This means that he accepts the required sense objects for his survival without being affected. So he's accepting whatever is needed to keep his body and soul together. He's accepting, but without getting affected. That's what is mentioned here very nicely. The introspective man is always indifferent to the materialistic happiness and distress. He goes on with the self-realization activities undisturbed by material reactions. So in this way we understand that people in general will not understand what devotees are doing. And when we start practicing bhakti initially, so we shouldn't get affected by the words of these personalities, these materialists. In fact, we should look up to the great self-realized souls and how they are living their life, and we should follow their footsteps without bothering the blasphemy, the chastisement of people in general. Now Krishna is going to give analogy to understand what is the nature of a sthita pragya. Krishna's analogy are out of the world because he is a personality out of the world. So let's see this analogy, this example in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.